Every 4 years, the United States holds an election for the president in November. This lesson aims to help teachers and learners understand the political processes and expressions used during the election campaign. Let us begin with the expression political party. In elections, parties organize candidates who share party members' ideas about how government should operate. They try to win elections to gain and keep political power. There are two major political parties in the U.S. They are the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. There are other small political parties at the national level. These include the Libertarian and Green parties.
Each of the U.S. states and territories holds votes early in the election year. In many states and territories, these votes are called primaries. You may know the word primary as an adjective meaning happening or coming first, as in primary school. When speaking of elections, it is a noun, but it has a similar meaning. It is the first election in a voting process that takes place over 1 year. You might also hear the term caucus. A caucus is also a kind of election, but it is held privately by the party and usually does not involve state election officials or equipment. The Iowa caucus was for a long time the first presidential contest during an election year. In a primary or a caucus, voters choose the party's candidates for local and state offices, as well as for national offices. The candidates who get the most votes become the candidates for the election in the fall. Primaries can be open or closed. Anyone can take part in an open primary election, even members of another party. Only registered party members can vote in a closed primary.
In some states, voters choose delegates in the primaries. State party organizations have different rules for choosing them. Delegates are people who will attend their party's convention or general meeting. When a delegate is elected to choose a particular candidate, we say the delegate is pledged to the candidate. To pledge is to promise something.
Each party holds a national convention, a large meeting where the delegates officially nominate the candidate that the party supports for the presidential election. The verb nominate means to officially choose someone as a candidate for a position. You will hear some other forms of the word in election news.
To describe the process of having the delegates choose a candidate, we use the noun form nomination. At the convention, the candidate who gains the majority of delegates is called the nominee. The nominee gives a speech to accept the nomination.
The party platform is a statement of the ideology of the party and its candidate. At the party convention, the organizing committee shares its platform. The platform is a statement of the policies that the party hopes to put in place during its candidate's term in office.
Presidential candidates travel the country speaking to voters at a series of events called rallies. Reporters use the expression campaign trail to describe these events. This is a metaphor for progressing along a path toward a goal. The election campaign is sometimes called a race. Another metaphor, comparing the election campaign to a sporting competition.
Part of the campaign process is for the candidates to debate each other. These are televised events where a reporter asks questions that interest the public and gives each candidate a limited time to answer them. The form of the political debates is not the same as traditional academic debates, where teams compete under clear rules and time limits.
Presidential candidates and others who run for public office must find money to pay for those rallies, television advertising, and campaign workers. A common way to pay for a campaign is to ask for money. People who give to a candidate are donors. The Federal Election Commission makes rules about how much, when, and how donations can be made.
Researchers get the opinions of voters in an effort to guess or predict the results of an upcoming election. They do this with polls or public opinion studies. This word has two meanings in the elections. One is where a researcher might ask you about your party affiliation and which candidate you plan to support in a telephone call. Your party affiliation is the party you are registered with or that you support. The other meaning of poll is the place where you go to vote on election day. We can also use polling place. Schools, religious centers, and public buildings can be polling places. In them, voters cast their ballot secretly. That means they fill out their ballot without pressure from others in the room and turn in their ballot to be counted by poll workers. In the last two election years of 2020 and 2022, people could send in their ballots by mail. But polling places remain important for processing and counting ballots.
Now that you have some of the expressions used to talk about the presidential campaign, you should use them with some care. It is not normal to ask someone what party he or she is a member of, although many people will offer that information freely. In some situations, such as among close friends, you will hear Americans talk about the candidates and voice their opinions openly. But when talking with a new acquaintance or a stranger, it is best to avoid asking about political affiliation. Also, know that some workplaces have rules against political activity, and in government, most political activity is not legal, although people often share their opinions. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Andrew Smith.